ecstasy assailed her. When she'd come here, this reception was the last thing she'd expected. Truthfully, she thought he was going to throw her out and tell her never to come back, or at the very least, to turn and walk away without hearing a word she spoke. Not in her wildest dreams had she expected him to be as hungry for her as she was for him. He was desperate to touch her, and it made her smile to know just how much he'd missed her. It felt so good to be in his arms again, to have his breath scorching her skin. Just the feel of his strong arms was enough to make her wet and needy. "I want you, Sin," she breathed in his ear. "I don't want to wait." She reached over her head to grab onto the shower bar as he entered her. Sin growled at the feel of being inside her again. Every part of him shouted in relief. He looked up to see the precious smile on her face as she watched him thrust against her. His entire body was shaking from the pleasure of this, from the heat of her body welcoming his. Waiting for her was the hardest thing he'd ever done in his life, and it seemed to take forever before she finally sank her nails into his arm and threw her head back to cry out. The minute he felt her climax, he joined her. Cat's head was swimming as she released the shower rod and realized the metal groove had cut into her palm. Still, she didn't care as she wrapped herself around him and just listened to his breathing in her ear. "That was an unexpected treat," she said with a laugh. Sin wanted to laugh with her, but he didn't find this funny. He jeopardized her and recanted everything he tried to accomplish this last week. And for what? For the touch of her hand on his face. The truth tore through him. He'd sell his soul for one moment with her. But he couldn't tell her that.
"Why are you here?"
he asked, his voice thick and strange-sounding even to himself. "Cipher told me Kassar's weakness, and I thought you should know it." That was it? That was the only reason she'd come here? Part of him had wanted her to tell him that she'd missed him, that she'd been unable to function without him. But now that he looked at her, he realized that she looked great. Unlike him, she hadn't lost sleep. There was no sign of her having moped around or grieved. And that seriously pissed him off. She frowned at him. "Are you okay?"
"Fine," he snapped.
"You don't look fine. You look kind of pissed. I thought this would make you happy."
"I'm ecstatic."
Oh yeah, there was no sarcasm in that tone. She slapped lightly at him. "You're such an asshole."
"Asshole," he growled. "Is that all you have to say to me after a week?"
She folded her arms over her chest as she met that golden gaze levelly. "Yeah, that, and you need a bath."
"I was about to do that when you showed up."
She scoffed. "By the looks of you, I'd say you're a couple of days late." He grabbed a washcloth from the stack of them in the wall cupboard.
"Are you simply here to insult me? Because if you are, I have two others who beat you to it. They're better at it, too."
"Oh, I seriously doubt that." He ignored her as he checked the water temperature.
"Just tell me what you found out and go."
"No, not until you tell me what's wrong with you."
"Nothing is wrong with me."
"Right, come on, Sin, stop sulking and answer me."
"I don't sulk."
"Yeah, right. You're pouting like a 2-year-old.
"I am not."
She put her hands on her hips and imitated a small child. Then she answered in the most juvenile tone she could muster. "R2. Sin glared at her. Even though he wanted to be angry, he couldn't stop a small laugh that betrayed him.
"I hate you."
But there was no emotion in his voice to back those words. She popped him on his butt cheek. "Fine, be that way. I'll go find me someone else to love." As she stepped away from him, he grabbed her arm. Cat paused as she saw the angry look in his eyes. It was absolutely furious, and it chilled her to the bone.
"Who?"
he growled. What the hell was he talking about? Who what?
Who are you going to?